Well, the seemingly endless stretch of beautiful spring weather we've been enjoying will begin to change over the next 24 hours as high pressure that's been anchored over us begins to break down and move east. That's going to allow a storm from the south to move into the region starting overnight, bringing with it clouds and some much-needed rain showers. We are, after all, 3¾ inches short of rainfall for the year so far. Unsettled weather will remain in the forecast into and through the weekend with the chance for showers each day. And despite the clouds and showers, daytime temperatures will still remain mostly above average over the next 7 days. While taking a look at potentially significant weather for tomorrow, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma has outlined an area of slight risk for severe thunderstorms for portions of west central Texas, western Oklahoma, and much of Kansas to the Missouri River area. Thunderstorms are expected to develop around a dry line during the afternoon, moving slowly eastward and northeastward, with the greatest threat being large and damaging hail. Severe gusts are also likely in later stages. Tornado potential appears much less than the wind and hail, and very conditional on storm scale processes. In the Central Plains and Missouri Valley region, scattered to locally numerous thunderstorms should develop during the day and overnight, and in general, an increase in convection is expected across the southern and central plains the next few days as the closed low in the western U.S. edges eastward and low-level southerly flow draws Gulf moisture northward. Ample amounts of instability will make severe weather a possibility with any of the developing storms. For those traveling across the northeast tomorrow in New York City, rain is likely with thunderstorms also possible after 11 a.m. Highs will be in the low to mid-60s. In Boston, afternoon showers likely, highs in the upper 60s. And in Buffalo, with increasing clouds, the chance for afternoon showers and highs in the low 70s. Albany climate normals for tomorrow, 67 the average high with a record of 92 set back in 1936, 44 the average low with 29 being the record set back in 1968, and sunrise takes place at 5:40 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks in central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Skies will be mostly clear with increasing clouds late, lows in the low to mid-40s, increasing clouds and a late-day shower possible tomorrow with highs in the low 70s. For the Connecticut Valley, mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, clouds will be on the increase overnight tonight with lows in the lower to mid-50s. Clouds continue to thicken and showers develop tomorrow with highs in the upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, increasing clouds in the Catskills tonight, mainly clear elsewhere, lows in the upper 40s and low 50s. Increasing clouds with afternoon showers possible tomorrow, highs near 70. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, increasing clouds tonight, lows in the lower 50s, increasing clouds and showers tomorrow, highs in the upper 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90, increasing clouds overnight, lows in the middle 50s, partly sunny in the morning, then mostly cloudy with showers likely in the afternoon, with highs around 70. Here's a look at the extended forecast region-wide for Thursday. We will have the chance for showers once again. High temperatures will be in the middle and upper 60s. Friday, the chance for showers remains mostly cloudy skies, highs in the mid and upper 60s. For Saturday, a chance of showers. It'll be cloudy with temperatures in the lower 60s. Same deal for Sunday, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy, highs in the low 60s. Then partly cloudy and mostly sunny conditions return as we head into the beginning of next week with highs in the upper 50s and low 60s. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Caterina.